A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September 26th, 2018. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Chris Gande.
And I am Tanonoka Wande.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the United Nations General Assembly, where President Emmerson Mnangagwa is expected to deliver his maiden speech in the next hour or two.
Will Mnangagwa depart from the abrasive, confrontational stance that his predecessor, Robert Mugabe, had become known for?
That question might be easy to answer when we look at Mnangagwa's stance and tone so far. Inclusive and open for business has been his stock in trade.
In the past, dozens of Zimbabweans have thronged the United Nations General Assembly to protest against their country's leader. But this time, the Zimbabweans were invited to a town hall-style meeting where Mnangagwa danced and welcomed them.
So tonight, we want to know what you make of the significance of Mnangagwa's speech that is expected to deliver at the General Assembly and whether a departure from the previous stance of confronting world leaders is right for Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Yebo kambe zulukandaba lamhlanje ke siya dibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwe Live Talk Diaspora Forum lapho esikhuluma khona lezalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwamanye amazwe kunye lesihlala ekhaya eZimbabwe. Sixoxa ke ngodaba lomhlangano omkhulu oyenzwa kanye ngomnyaka ngayonale inyanga lapho okuhlangana khona inkokheli yamazwe womhlaba phose wonke United Nations General Assembly. Lamhlanje ke yililanga lapho okukhangelelwe khona ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uzethula amazwi akhe akuqala kulo umhlangano. Siyazi ukubana eminyakeni edluleyo bekulo mongameli Robert Mugabe obesaziwa kakhulu ngamazwe omhlaba ukubana engaphiwa ithuba lokuyakhuluma emhlanganweni wena lowo ubehle akhuluma okusenhlizweni yakhe okufana lokuthi amazwe asethuthukile angazibona ngani yiwo wodwa asemhlabeni lapha ngokunye kwakhulunywa ngumongameli Mugabe akhulume sibili kuze kuzwele abantu bavume bathi hey ikhulumile kodwa ke lamhlanje abantu bakhangelele ukubana umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uzethula amazwi akhe kodwa ke azabe ehlukene laka Mnumzana Mugabe ngoba bakhanya nxa sikhangelo sokwenzakele kathesi lokwenzakalayo ungani kulomehluko kodwa ke asazi ukuthi lina libona njani khona lokho kulungele na eZimbabwe asixoxele Mr. Wanda.
Mm-hmm. Nasi tulakutarisa minyaya ye mtungamiru enyika achenda ku United Nations uko kwa wacha nota ora kekutanga se mtungamiru enyika. Ndiyo nyaya tulakutitarise zukuru sei tichenza nisa nesha imbo itikakare apo mtungamiru enyika mazubai wa yovaro patumukabe. Vaita nyaya yekuti kana vaendawo pa podium vachitaura vaitsoropodza nokutuka dzimwe nyika zvikuru sei America, Britain nedzimwe nyika dzakadaro asi rwendo runotoona sokuti vamunanga kwavaita sokuti dzikise uturu havasi kutuka havasi kupopota vari kunyengetedza kuti kuda pamwe zvinhu zvingavafambirawo zvakanaka ndonye yatoda kuti tione uyezve takamirirawo kuti ivo vataure kuunited nations kuda in 1 or 2 hours time vanenge vachitanga kutaura tinoda kuti titaure tione kuti chatinotarisira chii chii chavanoita kana kuti chavatoti vaita kusvika pari zvino chinotiratidza mutsauko pakati pavo navamugabe zvinhu zvatinotarisira kuti zvichingaramba zvakadaro here kana kuti mazuva okutanga okunyengetedza vanhu kuti vavaonese kuti vakasiyana navamugabe saka ndozvatoda kuona chokutanga chakadoitika nechokuti kare vanhu vaiwanzoenda kuunited nations vachinoratidzira kana kudemonstrata against Robert Mugabe kuUnited Nations. Asi rwendo runo hazvina kunyatsota samaitikiro iwayo nokuti vamunangagwa vakashedza zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe vakambodotavo hukuro navo vakagara pasi vachitaurirana vachitamba. Saka tinoda kuti tione kuti ndo matangiro akanaka here uyezve achaita nguva yakadini zvinhu zvakanyarara saizvozvo ndo zvatoda kuti titaurirane titenderane tihwisisane tinoimba kuti muchatifonera muchitipawo zvamunofunga nenyaya iyi namba yedu zvekare e001-202-619-2077 tinobva takufonera imimi kana matitumira meseji panamba idzodzo. Yes, Gandhi.
Yes, Mr. Wande, you know, I was reading through some social media writings, you know, people giving their thoughts on what to expect tonight. Mm. And what I really gathered from most people is that Mnangagwa, President Mnangagwa, compared to Mr. Robert Mugabe, you know, they have a difference in style in how they present their speeches. Yes, apart from anything, of course, I mean, when it comes to maybe grading the two, most people were saying that President Robert Mugabe, whether you like what he was saying or not, but he... the way he presented and delivered his speeches was, you know, way above what Mnangagwa does. I don't know what you think of
it,
that.
It has come up before in the public fora about the way that Mr. Mnangagwa delivers his speeches. Some people noted, whether right or wrong, that he was not as, you know, charismatic in speech. Yes, Mugabe was, and he does not seem to be very comfortable in front of crowds. He doesn't seem to have that talent, but he has got something to say. So one way or other, you'll have to find a way of projecting himself in a positive way, because optics are very important. The way you show yourself in front of the people says a lot, just as much as the words that you are saying to the people. So we are hoping that you'll keep on brushing up on that and see how the people who compare the two of them end up saying.
Because, you know, the other thing is what I got from the social media was what to expect. Most people are saying, you know, there's nothing much to expect except that he's going to talk about Zimbabwe being open for business, you know, opening a new chapter, forgetting about the past. So, you know, I don't know if he's that predictable, but
social media is very, very busy. It's really running in overdrive on that issue. There is also the comments that people are making that right now he doesn't seem to have much of a choice but to take a certain path. They are saying, for example, if there was really a change, we have a commission, Zimbabwe has a commission of inquiry into the post-election violence. While the commission is busy doing its work here, people are being arrested on the other side. So people are not very, they haven't made up their minds as to exactly what to expect from him. But these frequent public outings are very helpful because it can always be used against him to say, on such a date you said this, but look at what you have done today. Mm. That is if there's somebody listening to that.
Mm.
But
mm.
politicians being politicians, we never know what...
yes. Yeah. Anyway, while we wait for our guests and callers out there, our number is 001-202-619-2077. Or alternatively, you can use 2+1-202-465-0318. And this is a number with WhatsApp. You send us a message and we'll call you right back and let's discuss about President Emmerson Mnangagwa at the United Nations General Assembly. Of course, Mr. Wande, the town hall style meeting that Mr. Mnangagwa presided over was quite interesting in the sense that we saw some members of the opposition, you know, discussing with the president. And one issue which I think was well articulated was the issue of the diaspora vote.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, which, you know, most Zimbabweans in the diaspora have always been asking for. He promised to look into that, but we will see.
Yeah, that is a very touchy subject with any government in power, because there is a tendency to always believe that people in the diaspora are not there on their own accord,
mm-hmm.
but they were driven into the diaspora mm-hmm. by policies or misgovernance of, you know, their government.
Mm-hmm.
So the government also tends to believe that those people who are in the diaspora are generally against them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, while we would like to see that happen, we must be very careful not to expect too much, especially from ZANU-PF, as people have always noted on social media. But that is just driving the debate forward. The fact that there were few or no protesters at the United Nations this time around is quite a departure from what people have been used to.
Mm-hmm.
And Mnangagwa is not started out by shouting at the Western countries like his predecessor has done. And people are also mindful, they are fearful that that kind of rhetoric only drives Africa or African countries further into the hands of the Chinese, who mm-hmm. are already grabbing pieces of land from a lot of countries around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we wait to see how he wants to proceed, mm-hmm. and we also wait to see how these other countries are going to welcome him, how much space that they are going to give him to mm-hmm. make the necessary changes.
Mm-hmm.
We have a caller.
We're still trying to get a caller, Mr. Wande. I think the lines are not... you know, working as smoothly as we would like them to. But in the meantime, Mr. Wande, what do you make of the fact that, you know, those the people in the diaspora, when it comes to campaigning, the parties back home campaigning, they will not be able to reach those people in the diaspora. Do you think that that counts?
It does count because the people in the diaspora, from my view, are very, very influential through the people, the family members back in Zimbabwe. So, you know, whatever campaigning is going on within Zimbabwe obviously affects the people in the diaspora. So they tend to take positions, which brings out the same issue that we touched on earlier on, that if the situation was, you know, relaxed enough, many people would be very willing to go and do whatever they are doing while in Zimbabwe rather than from outside.
Mm.
There is a tendency to believe that being in the diaspora is very luxurious and everything's fine. I don't know if Zimbabweans understand the problems that are faced by those people in the diaspora. But we cannot over or underestimate the necessity of being free to do whatever it is that you want to do, which is something that people in Zimbabwe have always been crying for. They just want to be left alone to work, you know, and take care of their families. So we wait and see. I think we have a caller on the line. Makanini mwiripo eripa runare.
Eh, makanini.
Tiripo edu makanini imiti batire bone nyaya yi. Ndio muri kufana muri kupi?
Ndimano nayo akari kuti awane zvita.
Aiwa, muri asi muri kupi enyu?
South
Africa. Yeah, okay. Tiba sere enyu nenya yai. Saka kana kuri kuti munotaura na president wenyu munoda kuti chii kwavari? Zvino zvinoitika sei kana imi musirimo munyika? Kuenda kwa Harare muchibva ku South Africa. Oh, muchibva kuMberengwa muchinotora mari yacho kuti haikwani. Hai. Hai wachichemo chenyu. Ehe. Hai, chichemo chenyu chinonzwika chinhu chikuru chaizvo. Tinotenda chaizvo nemashoko enyu amai. Hai, tinozvinzwa amai. Mazvita chaizvo. She is in South Africa. And she's appealing to the president to do something about the pension money, that it wasn't even enough to cover transport from her rural home to the nearest town to collect it. So she's appealing to the president to look into that and see if there is something that could be done for the benefit of the children, the orphaned children that she has. Yeah, it's a valid thing. We've heard that before. It's a shame that even now this has not been sorted out, especially during the time of high inflation, of the bond notes and all that. So we hope that the politicians are listening and maybe will take this up and do something about it.
Yeah, let's hope so. Looks like we are having a hard time with our lines, but we'll just keep trying. And those who want to contribute to the show right now, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. And that's a direct line to the studio, and we'll call you right back. And the topic, of course, we are talking about the United Nations General Assembly, where President Emmerson Mnangagwa is expected to deliver his maiden speech in the next hour or so. Right now, we have some leaders there who are speaking. I saw the lineup for today. I think there's quite a number of African leaders. And earlier on, we had an address from the DRC leader. He's outgoing also, I think, because he's been saying he's going.
The problem with leaders in Africa is that you hear that they are taking their last bow.
Yes. We have a caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi, Kelly.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, what's your name, sir?
I'm Stanley.
Stanley, you have a very bad line, but let's go on. Maybe you'll be able to. We will be able to hear you. Mm-hmm.
You're not able to hear me.
Yes, it's much better now. Can you go ahead?
Okay, it's much better now. Okay, I can.
Mm-hmm.
So should I raise my point?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead and contribute.
Yes. I would like to raise the point that on the words that we are expecting from the president in America there, we are expecting that he's going to speak on whatever has been happening throughout that was done by the previous, president, Robert Mugabe. There will be a bit of a change, but then what we know is that they expect a change. They expect the investors, but they don't expect to change in the country. Automatically, there is a higher requirement for them to change their behavior. There is need for them to change. The Constitution must be followed. But they fail to follow the Constitution, then they expect that America is going to assist. They can't be assisted by America. Are we together?
Yes, sure. So we are. We are.
Yes. What I would like to say is that just imagine an old man at 75 years of age who worked with the late Joshua Mukabu Bonkomo. So does he expect to deliver, or do we expect him to deliver at this present moment? I mean, how many years has he stayed in power with that very person whom he blames, whom he says he was doing the wrongs all the time?
Okay. So, what do you think should be done? What do you think is the solution? Hello? Hello?
I think we lost him.
Yeah, I think we lost him. Yeah, like we indicated earlier on, President Emmerson Mnangagwa invited Zimbabweans to a town hall like meeting where he delivered a speech, spoke to the Zimbabweans, and even danced to his favorite Kutonga Kwaro and his favorite dance. Anyway, let's take a watch at what he said, just a few minutes of what he said.
MDC,
Coupe.
Oh, Coupe. Okay. MDC Coupe, representative, congratulates the president for winning polls, requests for a vote for diaspora in order for them to have an interest in development back home, urges a clean ZAC to avert disputed elections outcomes, urges fighting corruption, reducing government expenditure. Okay. Let me correct you first. One, thank you very much for being honest. Unfortunately, the current dispensation wants to go into the future. There is no desire to live in the past. The past is behind us. We are seeking all Zimbabweans across the board, opposition or non-opposition, to come together as a family, peacefully and united and loving each other, to move forward in our country, grow our economy, improve the standard of life of our people for the future. We cannot anymore live in the past, nor do we desire to live in the past. No, we want to move forward. Secondly, it is not the court which made ZANU-PF win. The court never voted. It's the people who voted. And the results of the vote resulted in ZANU-PF winning, not the court. The court confirmed the will of the people. Again, that is important for you to understand. Secondly, with relation to the constitution, the alignment of legislation to the new constitution, which came into effect on the 23rd of May 2013, that constitution was a result of an outreach program which did not distinguish political parties, but was an appeal to the entire citizenry of our people. And with the product, our own homegrown product, the constitution, which came into effect in May 2013. Now, the Minister of Justice, which I was myself minister, identified out of the 300 statutes of our books, 206 acts which required amendment to accord with the constitution. And out of the 206, by the time I left as Minister of Justice and became Vice President, we had amended 152 of the 206. I don't know where they are now under the new minister. So the process is going. I have no doubt under the session, the first session of the 9th Parliament, that the balance will be completed. The desire is not driven by foreign interest at all. It is driven by the desire of ourselves as a people to meet the needs and aspirations which are enshrined in our constitution. Oh, the diaspora vote. But at the beginning I say, wherever I went, our people in the diaspora were begging me to make sure people in the diaspora should vote. I have said, as I made my presentation, I agreed with that request. But we were not able, in the time available, to have the logistics put into place to implement that objective. We now have 5 years where we can work on that objective and see whether we can implement it. So that, this is what I'm saying. Never leave in the past. The train will leave you behind. We are moving to our teaching of
any footage of government expenditure, said we should control that. So at the moment, government is spending, is sitting at $6 billion, which is about 33% of GDP. We're determined to contain that, but at the same time, expand revenue collection. So that in the end, we're able to reduce the budget deficit from double digit to single digit and keep it there over the next 3 years and never to come back up. Well, we need that to stabilize the macro picture. That's the only way we can convince our creditors that we can clear the arrears that we owe to others, but also that gives us the credibility to be able to attract additional resources in terms of credit lines. Our macro picture is to look good. So we are doing a lot of that. Thank you.
Right.
It was a relaxed get together, the things he said, unfortunately, are the things that we've been hearing for so long, as Zimbabweans, I think. I'm putting myself into that category. I'm just wearing my citizen's cap for a minute, that we've heard these kind of things before. The statement he made about the diaspora, saying that he now has 5 years to work for this, to make sure that in the next elections, people in the diaspora can be enabled to vote. That is very, very important, because for so long, Zimbabweans outside their borders have not had any say as to what should be done or what is happening at home. And that is a gap that has to be filled without any doubt, without any further delay. So we hope to see that, you know, at least that they, you know, they look into it so that there are not going to be any excuses for this kind of thing during the next elections that's coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it would be interesting, you know, if in case there's another the Supreme Court challenge and they'll be looking for V11s in Washington, D.C. Yeah, that would be something.
Yes.
But, you know, you got the difference in approach. You know, that was the president of Zimbabwe. Imagine if it was Mr. Mugabe.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, there's that difference. They are so different.
Exactly. That's true. That's true.
Anyway, we have our first guest, Mr. Jacob Mafume. He's the spokesman of the MDC. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. So, we understand you changed the name to MDC, but, most people still get a bit confused. I don't know if you have come across that. When you say MDC, they keep asking, which one?
The MDC Alliance led by President Nelson Chamisa.
Okay, so we can still say Alliance. We can still use the Alliance part of it.
You can still use the, you can still call it the MDC Alliance.
Okay.
Is that the official name? Is it MDC or MDC Alliance? Which exactly is it officially?
The name in terms of the constitution is MDC, but we are known as the MDC Alliance. That is the name we used to go into the election with, and that is the coalition agreement that we had with all the other parties.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mr. Mafume. As you are aware, we are discussing the issue of Zimbabwe's participation at the United Nations General Assembly, with the President of Zimbabwe scheduled to give his speech in an hour's time or so. Let me ask you, what do you expect to hear the president saying at the United Nations?
Well, we expect him to repeat ad nauseam the issue of Zimbabwe being open for business. He likes repeating that phrase. Beyond that, it is a conference for peace. There will be some token statements on the peace. But most of it will be an uninspiring speech done in a staccato voice, which will be largely in dissonance with whatever will be happening, delivered in a monotonous voice.
Mr. Mafume, why are you saying that?
Well, that is his style. He delivers deadpan speeches. He inspires no one. He can't even arouse himself to give a rousing speech. And he has no iota of charisma, no iota of delivery. It will be a boring 5 minutes for the world as he sits on the center stage.
I was hoping you'd tell us what you expected the president of your country to be saying to the world. He has got the microphone to talk to the international community, to the entire world. What is it that you expect your president to say to the world?
Well, first of all, there are legitimate issues around his president. It has not yet been decided. It has not yet been concluded. They took away power through a process which was not transparent, through a process that was not in sync with democracy. ZEC abused everybody, the voters, and they took the vote from the legitimate winner, who was Nelson Chamisa. And therefore, we cannot say a person who was selected by a few people is an elected president. So from that point, we have a point of departure even before he starts speaking. with issues.
Naiva Mafume, apana imwe nzira here iripo yokuti mushande mese for the good of the country. Apana here imwe nzira kuti zvimwe zvinhu munogona kuzvisa parutivi kuti mushande mese kuti Zimbabwe ifambe mberi.
Well, he has to acknowledge first the issue of legitimacy. He has first to restore the stolen vote. You cannot steal from someone and then say let's work together. We need him to address his legitimacy deficit. He needs to dialogue with the winner of the election. He needs to dialogue with the people of Zimbabwe. He's gallivanting all over the world, speaking to an unimpressed audience who are not buying his Kool-Aid that he's selling. He's becoming quickly a snake oil salesman. Who is selling nothing and so forth. So we cannot justify that in any iota outside a framework of proper discussion.
As a citizen of Zimbabwe, are you saying you have nothing to do with what Mr. Mnangagwa is doing or saying outside our borders?
We have nothing to do. We don't even know. You cannot seek legitimacy outside. There has to be the consent of the governed. For you to govern people, they have to consent to be governed by you. The basic element of democracy, we have to consent. It's not something you can force us. We have to believe that we have gone through a process where you will be our ruler. You cannot impose, you cannot trick us, you cannot cajole us, you cannot buy us. You need to follow process and democracy, which he has not done.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Mafume. Can you please stay on the line? We have a caller. Hello.
Good evening to you. How are you, all of you guys?
Thank you. Good evening. And we are talking to?
You are speaking to Mr. Mananda from South Africa, Johannesburg.
Oh, Mr. Mananda, thank you so much for getting in touch. Can you give us your contribution?
Thank you. My take is, I would want to believe that the whole world is going to pay attention during the time of his address as the new president, considering the fact that for 15 years ago, during the reign of the former president, Comrade R.G. Mugabe, it was a war of words, more especially during the era of land grabbing, year 2000. And we never had any speech that was not just go without shouting each other. So I would want you to believe that as his first speech, Comrade Mnangagwa is going to be listened by the whole world because they wanted to understand the stance that Zimbabwe is going to take and the position that Zimbabwe want to put themselves, considering that our economy is completely a dead one. And I'm saying also to Mr. Mapume that I have heard him comment about it, that he must first cognize them. I'm sorry to say this, Mr. Mapume. As a political party, as an opposition party, it's high time for you to see the side of the sunrise. The area the better for you to see that the sunrise is coming from the eastern side. And then move forward. If you start to prepare for your alliance for 2023, this is the time as well. In as much as the president has already announced that there are so many bills that need to go through the parliament and to be revisited, those bills, and to be changed to benefit the people of Zimbabwe, than to keep on arguing to derail the investors that are willing to come to invest in the country. I'm sure everybody who is in diaspora at home, back home in Zimbabwe, everybody is expecting to see Zimbabwe we want, the Zimbabwe that we saw in 1980. Some of us who did enjoy the independence in 1980, we saw how it was nice the country it is. And we still have got a hope following the new dispensation after this harmonizing election. And I'm sure that with the team that he has now, believe me or not, we might not reach to 100%, but I give him 75% by the year 2023. And I'm sure the country will be at a better position. So this is my take, all comrades.
Thank you so much.
Let's try to be positive, guys. Let's try to be positive. We can't keep crying like this. Ngatimboedza ikuona kuti nyika yedu taibudirira, taedza kubatana pamwe chete. Sevana vezvizvarwa zvomuZimbabwe. Also, takatarisirawo mavalues edu as Zimbabweans. Kuti ndezvipi zvinhu zvatinoda kuona zvichiitika mukati menyika yedu. Hongo pane zvakaitika. And I'm sure also he's going to talk about also the incident that happened on 31 July when those six people died. And I'm sure he's going to talk about it. He's going to also to let the world know that he has already appointed a commission to look into what happened. So I urge you, the opposition, guys, it's our time. Yes, I know opposition is there to argue and to disagree. But as of now, Zimbabwe is a bleeding country.
Okay.
Guys, we can't keep on doing this. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you so much. But just as a point of interest, are you a ZANU-PF supporter or you are just a... in ordinary Zimbabwe?
I have to be very honest. I grew up in the liberation struggle. I participated there, and as I grew up as a product of ZANU-PF. Regardless that I'm saying in diaspora, I'm still there. But I wasn't be happy when the country is going deeper and deeper, the economic crisis. But I'm happy today that there is a hope. Mm. And even if I was not happy, that didn't take me my support. That didn't take me away the support that I have and the love that I have for ZANU-PF. Mm. That's the only party that I knew. And I grew up in ZANU-PF. But there are things that I might not agree when I see that the country's economy is not performing very well. But it's not about that ED, because he is also part of the person who was there in the government. He has put his own vision as a leader now.
I see.
I'm sure, and I give him a thumb up.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, yes, sir, for your contributions. We have more callers waiting on the line.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you so much. Good night.
Always positive with your country, guys.
Okay, thank you. Good night. We have another caller, Mr. Wande.
Yes, before we go to Mr. Mafume, mm-hmm, let's take this caller. Makadi Niko.
Tiripere Makadi yo.
Tiri nani chaizvo? Tiri kutaura nani?
Wilbert Mukori.
Vamukori, makadini zvenyu?
I'm fine, gentlemen. How are you?
Aiwa, tinofara kukuwana pachirongwa. Taurai tinzwe.
Well, I wanted to make two points, really. First one regarding President Mnangagwa's remark that now he has got 5 years to make sure that the logistics are there to get the people in the diaspora to vote. I think he's really insulting anybody with a brain. He was Minister of Justice. The actually ZEC fell under his ministry, and therefore, then even when he was Minister of Justice, he had the opportunity to pursue that issue if he wanted to. Why didn't he? Now he wants to tell us as if to say everything could not happen until the November coup. I think that is the kind of nonsense that we cannot accept as Zimbabweans. You know, life, he was part of the regime of Robert Mugabe for 37 years. And not only that, if there is one individual who contributed to Robert Mugabe's long stay in power, Mnangagwa has got to be one of them. He has been behind all the vote rigging that has been happening in Zimbabwe ever since independence. In 2008, he himself is the one who admits that to stop the late Morgan Tsvangirai getting into power because he didn't get the required 50% plus one votes. And yet, anyone who has got any brain would tell you that it does not take 6 weeks to count 5 million votes. And therefore, then you can see that there was a lot of shenanigans going on there. and he was behind it. You know, so I think this issue of saying pretending could be, nothing could be changed until the November coup is total nonsense. Mm-hmm. The other issue I wanted to bring is a remark that was made by our friend from the MDC Alliance. I think if MDC Alliance are being honest, they cannot have it both ways. They are saying Mnangagwa rigged the elections, and therefore then he is illegitimate. And yet they are now negotiating with Mnangagwa. So if Chamisa was to be given a package that he likes, he is going to turn around and say, oh, Mnangagwa is legitimate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
MDC, Nelson Chamisa, does not have the mandate. The people who give whoever is elected at the end of the day the mandate to rule the country is the ordinary people in free, fair, and credible elections. So if the 30th of July elections were not free, fair, and credible, and therefore then Mnangagwa is illegitimate, the only way we can get Mnangagwa to restore his legitimacy is we hold another free, fair, and credible elections. Not that Chamisa stands up and say, okay, fine, I accept that you won. So you agree Kuti, he is illegitimate, and you think Kuti, just because you are the leader of the MDC Alliance, you now have got the authority over the ordinary people of Zimbabwe who were cheated to grant somebody legitimacy. That
right.
is ridiculous.
Yeah, Mr. Mkori, we have Mr. Jacob Mafume, the spokesperson of the Alliance. I think he can answer that for you. Mr. Mafume.
Yes, he is arguing on the wrong premise. We are not talking to Mnangagwa. Mr. Chamisa has not negotiated with anyone. The Mnangagwa just announced that he's creating a post for the opposition. He cannot create a post of things that we have already been doing. We are already opposition. So how do you say you are going to recognize opposition? It's a madness. We are already opposition. We've been opposing them without being paid any money. So he cannot go around the world saying, I'm now going to recognize opposition, as if it's a new thing. In any case, we were going to the election not to oppose, but to win it. And we are not talking to him. So there is nothing, there are no talks, there has not been any negotiations, and we are not going to negotiate with a person who is a thief, who stole the elections. They stole it from us. So how do we negotiate on the basis of being an opposition? That's the clear position that the president, Nelson Chamisa, has put out there. So this basis that ZANU-PF says something and people automatically believe it, it should stop.
Saka parizvino hapana hurukuro dziri kuitika pakati peMDC Alliance neZANU-PF.
No, we're not talking to ZANU-PF. They stole from us. They are thieves. And brutal people, they kill and they do all sorts of things. Right now they are destroying the economy. They are beating up my vendors. The people are suffering. Prices are going up. There's no money in the bank. Nyagujga has lied that the US dollar is $1 to dollar. They've stolen everything. He went to America with people who don't know what they are talking about. We've got Nyagujga there, all embarrassing themselves in interviews. We've got the new minister lying that is going to create a middle-income economy. When he says himself that growth will be 6%, how does Zimbabwe become a middle-income economy at a growth rate of 6% per annum? You need a growth rate of about 23% per annum. They are lying. They are liars, thieves, crooks. And therefore, how do you even begin to talk to people who lie that a bond note is equal to $1? A government that is based on lies. How do we even begin to talk about it? How do we begin to talk about people who can shoot their own people in their streets? Where do you begin talking? They steal money from people. They beat vendors. Where do we begin talking? We have said that they have to restore the legitimacy of Zimbabwe. There needs to be a transitional government. We need to have a clear roadmap to legitimacy for Zimbabweans. That's the only thing people can talk about, not about sharing or the number of cars they want to give to Chamisa to be an opposition leader. He's already an opposition leader. He doesn't need their cars. He doesn't need their food. That can end up being poisonous to him in the end of the process. They are trying to delegitimize. We did not oppose ZANU-PF because we wanted to have cars. We've got the cars. We've got our own professions. Tamisa is a lawyer. We are lawyers. Everyone is doing. We are doing it for the people of Zimbabwe who are suffering because of the misgovernance of ZANU-PF. So there's no talk about talking about these people. The man is 75 years old. He is old. Okay? There are old people in ZANU-PF. All of them are old. They are the past. We cannot expect a future from old people whose only thing they enjoy is in their memory.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Besides my end of Mafumi, Pane Yambutora, you could see Dene Mambua power chance, no good Zimbabwe is bleeding. Madigumbua power chance. Imuchidimbu, can you respond to that part? Just in short.
So many chances. Mnangagwa was in government since 1980. How many chances does he want? He's 75. Can you just close your eyes? Think of your father or grandmother who is 75. You can't even give them a car to drive. You can't even give them a wife. You can't even give them anything to do with anything. Just close your eyes and think that we are being led by a 75-year-old man who is promising us a glorious future. When he was in government since 1980, what has happened? They've destroyed the country. Diamonds were discovered in Manicaland. The only thing that was built in Manicaland is a Chinese brothel. They couldn't even build a road. There's a Chinese brothel in Manicaland.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mafume. Can you just hold on there? We have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how are you, sir? What's your name, sir?
Vatigere.
Oh, Vatigere. You want to speak in Shona or English?
Shona.
Okay. Taura ye?
Nduga nungo tangata taura uti. Paku taura kwa mne nyomchite kukoka. Pane muno pamuno taura nesindere randirika. Mogo peza. Mogo taura nechurungu, mogo peza. Pati paku taura neshona makafunza mune neshona ka.
Okay, Tanzam in Yayanu, because the time in Yuku, Manyamunga, Tipaos, Fungwazenu, Timbo Pau, Mamkan.
It took the Fungazan to make the goody Pavarutio, Barbara, or Chamisa. Chamisa, one of them offers say, Shalafan Utkanamuno, Winamombe Jago, Obi Mombe Yago, Munu, Yakubi.
Tirikurinzwa shoko renyu, tirikunzwa chaesho maita. Ya, maita chaesho. Ewongu.
Zinoti wadza wana mzimbabu soku tuji. Unutu wanzi zika, ayo wakomba hiyo mba hafa ime chance. Hiyo mba hafa ime chance. 30 years muna wachungu kwa chance. Zino gumbura wazali kwa zi. Tirikuto chema tirimuna mtirikuro watu zima venda, tiziki. Tirikuto roo watu kubi, tukuli, chiku jaya chapana. Zinjaka kira mastoro. Vani kana itara zika, zineza vani vejoko, bati muna hane kaitara choka di chakiche.
I want to attend the church in Namashoko.
weshona vachoni vakatirirwa kavanda zviri kuti tese vanhu vanenge vakafunda vamwe havani vaida kunzwa chishona ichocho
airo shokotaridzwa maita chaizvo tadzotenda handizi I don't know kuti vamukore muchiripo here apo vamukore muchiripo oh okay okay I wanted to hear what he has got to say. Maybe then you can go back to Mr. Mafume.
To Mr. Mafume.
And
Mr. Mafume, the way that you are presenting your argument, it appears as if you are saying, in fact, you put it that the legitimacy issue is still unresolved, yet the Supreme Court appear to have resolved. Is there anything else we don't know that's happening that is resolving this issue except the next coming elections in 2023?
Yes, the streets, the streets, the parliament of the streets, the economy deals with legitimacy. The performance of the economy is the greatest arbiter of legitimacy. If you are a legitimate government, if your politics is correct, the economy responds. Investors come in. People pour in money. Jobs come in. Vanhu vanowana mabasa. Vana vanochengetedzeka. Mari inotenderera munyika. When money is fleeing and people are queuing at the passport office, everyone from toddlers to adults wants to get a passport so that they can get out of the country. It shows that the legitimacy question has not been decided. The ultimate arbiter of legitimacy is not the courts. It is not the parliament. It is the people. It is the people and the economy. They will respond to a situation which is bad by taking their money and hiding it. Kana tichiri kutambura, tichiri kudya nhoko dzezvironda, tichiri kushaya mabasa, tichiri kunetseka muno muZimbabwe. Zvinoreva izvo kuti Zimbabwe haisi kubvuma kutongwa nezanupf nana Munangagwa. Zimbabwe iri kushungurudzika nematongero avari kuita vanhu ava. Iri kuvataridza kuti haisi kuvada. Zvinhu zvese zvonetsa, mari hakuchina, maqfuel adzoka. Ivo vari kutonga kumusoro uku anongori masutu nemagirazi. Hapana chinozivikanwa kuti unzwe kuti vanoda kuti tibetserekane sei mune ramangwana redu. Hapana kana chimwe chauri kuwana munhu chavari kutaura. Vanhu votambura, vasikana voenda kunze kwenyika, vakomana havachina kana mabasa. Chero rokufudza mombe chairo harisi kuwanika. Saka zvinogonzi anosvika kuna 2023 ndianiko nenhamo yakadai so. Imi nhamo munoiziva zvakanaka here imi? Inonzi maproblems, suffering. People cannot suffer for the next 5 years simply because someone wants to rule this country at its weird ages of 75. So someone wants to be president until he is 80. Todzokorora zvatakaita naMugabe. Zvokuti munhu anosvika ku 95 asingachagoni kana kufamba kana kuona kana kudini kana kutaura kana kugara achiri kungotonga chete. Why? Hamuna vana vadiki here. Chamisa mwana mudiki anokwanisa kutonga. Kune vana vadiki vanokwanisa kutonga. President Chamisa vakahwina apa. Vane timu yechidiki vopinda votonga togara zvakanaka. Anofungira mupfungwa dzake dzakakwana dziri shanu. Tinosvika 2023 tichitambura zvatiri kuita izvi tee tichiri vapenyu. No one would be alive.
Yeah, that's quite interesting because we've gone through almost similar times. I mean, people with nothing in the shops, but somehow pushed it to the next election. You don't think that this time we are going to reach 2023?
Wait, the last time that happened, the elections were brought forward because the economy tanked. Remember, we had an election in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Because the country couldn't go 5 years, they pretended to be holding harmonized election in 2008. The economy collapsed so much that we had to bring the election forward.
Mm.
So people assume that we went for 5 years. We didn't go for 5 years.
Mm.
Yes. The only time we have gone for 5 years is this time, 2013 to 2018, because of the good work that the MDC had done in the inclusive government.
Okay.
They will operate on the residual momentum.
Oh, I see. Thank you so much, Mr. Mafume. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. We've come to the end of the show. Thank you for joining us.
you for calling me.
Yes, that was Mr. Jacob Mafume, the MDC Alliance spokesperson, and everyone else who managed to join us. A very good night. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Chandono Kawande. Until we get together again next time with another interesting subject, please take care and good night.